Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. It's a beautiful day out, folks. I mean, if you are in your office, in your cubicle, and you're allowed to, or if you were like stuck inside or in your house, you're allowed to, you're able to, go just take a look outside. It's beautiful. Really nice out.
You know, the one problem with that, though, I did that on my lunch break, and you don't want to come back up.
I think that does happen. San Diego's a little different than other cities. There's a kind of a high sense of relaxation here.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to Hawaii, it's even higher. When you go to New York, it diminishes the other direction. So it's like, you know, it's kind of like a sliding scale. If you want to reach the show, by the way, 866-KPRZ, 866-577-2473. You're more than welcome to. Want to make sure that everybody understands that you can also email us, davidspoon@kprz.com. One of the things that we did, by the way, we're doing two Facebook posts today.
Two.
So we're going to intersperse in and out, that kind of thing. One of the things that, before we get to the testimony stuff, I wanted to talk about is actually a foodie. It's a little foodie article. Yes, I know you, and I've never really encouraged people to do this before. We don't get paid for it, nothing like that. But Baskin Robbins is getting a little patriotic for up and coming November 11th, which is Veterans Day. And they have a new ice cream. It's a camouflage ice cream, which is green, brown, and tan. And they have a green, brown, and tan waffle, camouflage waffle.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was different. And between now and then, they're going to donate 10 cents from each ice cream scoop that they sell. They're going to donate 10 cents from each one to the United Service Organizations, the USO. So I thought that was kind of cool. Right, so if you're like in the mood for ice cream, you're like going, I wasn't in the mood till you mentioned it, Dave, but now I'm in the mood. So if you're in the mood, go to a Baskin Robbins and get that, and they'll donate, and you'll get some ice cream, and everybody's happy, and that works out. That works out well.
What did you say? David Spoon was buying everybody ice cream?
Yes, with my newfound fortune and my new high raise, they took me from a nickel to a dime. They said, we're doubling it. Wow.
Ooh.
I know, that's what I thought. Ooh, I can't even use that in a meter. You got to have a quarter now. And don't give me that. What's that? What do you mean? That's that thing I'm playing. What's that? The world's smallest violin.
I have it on cue if you want one.
Yeah. My heart bleeds for you. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Anyway, let's do the one I wanted to do the other day. It's a Facebook post. And we're not,
You didn't pick new music for the week yet.
Oh, so then you really don't have it?
I'll have it for the second post.
Okay, that'll be fine. This is Psalm 34, verse 4. Psalm 34, verse 4. And the next segment, we'll start talking about the testimony stuff. Psalm 34, verse 4 says this, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Let's be honest. Let's try that honesty in Christianity thing. Many times throughout a day, not knowing how a circumstance is going to break down or a situation is going to play out, many of us have a tendency to get involved in a fear system, an anxiety system, a care riddled with care, riddled with burden system that kind of is like a weight on us. It's almost like somebody's putting like 10 pounds on your shoulder. And many people go through this. It's not, just a few people. No, I'm pretty sure David, who was as spiritual as anybody, except for the Lord, I mean, he was as spiritual as any person outside, in his realm. He was like telling us through this passage, hey, I have fears. Because he said he delivered me from all my fears. That means that he had them to be delivered from them. And my point in that is that to say, hey, sometimes I get afraid. Sometimes my circumstance is tougher than my and is better than my faith is at the moment. What David says in Psalm 34:4 is, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. Seeking God brings us to this point with God where he protects us and answers our prayers, of course, and puts his arms around us, so to speak, and loves on us. And he frees us from all of our fears. Now, I like what David said. He said he delivered me from all my fears, even the ones you don't call fear, that are still fear inside of you. He delivers you from. And so people are like, oh, I'm never afraid. Wow, you're better than King David. You're better than the Apostle Paul. Congratulations, because they had fears and they needed the Lord's help in being delivered from them. If you have fears, if you have anxieties, if you have troubles that weigh you down, and many people do, and they weigh you so far down that they make you inactive in your faith or in life, the first answer is to seek the Lord. And when we say seek, I sought the Lord, seek the Lord, you know, the word seek really means to set your mind to. It really means focusing on the Lord. Considering the Lord, contemplating the Lord, meditating on the Lord, thinking about the Lord. You think, well, I can't do that all the time. No, but can you at least be honest and say you can do it more than you're doing it? That there is room for improvement? So seek the Lord. Make a pursuit. Make a decision right now. I'm going to seek him. I'm going to find the Lord. And he's going to answer me. And he's going to deliver me from my fears. And these fears are not going to overwhelm my life. Now, people are like, well, but is that like the power of positive thinking? Or is that like, you know, gospel with no... No, this is what this teaching is. Ready? Get close to God. You'll be better off for it. That's what this teaching is. And you understand that, right? If you get closer to God, you're better off for it. I don't. That's not a deep theological thought. That's a straightforward, I'm telling you. Get closer to God. Let him put his arms around you, so to speak. Let him be your protector. Let him bring the answers to your circumstance. Let him bring the solutions to your circumstance. And let him deliver you from all your fears. You know that fear that you don't even know if in January you're still going to be where you're at? You don't even know if you'll have the same job, same position. You don't have any idea what's going to happen. Hey, guess what? God is bigger than that fear, and he can deliver you from the brutalness of that fear. He frees us from the bondage that fear puts on us. So I really encourage you, don't be bound up by fear. Don't let fear rip you apart. Don't let it give you an ulcer. Don't let it rip your stomach lining. Seek the Lord. He'll answer your prayers. He'll deliver you from your fears. And he'll give you peace like you've never known. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to share a little bit about the testimony. Should be pretty cool. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The kids of Caltrans workers depend on you to protect their parents. When you see flashing amber lights ahead, remember to move over if it's safe to do so or slow down. Flashing lights can help save a life. Move over. It's the law.
Is Christianity just an ancient myth? Is the Bible merely a collection of fairy tales? On Thursday, November 6th at Skyline Church, join New York Times bestselling author David Limbaugh in person as he confronts the skeptics head on. Sharing arguments and stories from his new book, Jesus on Trial, Limbaugh applies his lawyer's eye to examine the evidence for the historical accuracy of the Bible. Don't miss an evening that'll produce powerful arguments to show the truth of the gospel. KPRZ.com.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
year, you have heard David Spoon say, if you have any questions about Thrivent Financial, to just call Ruth. And that's me. I'm Ruth Puentes. I'm a pastor's daughter. I have been with Thrivent Financial over 5 years. Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team taught me about money. I am happy to say that I am the first homeowner in my family, and I know that Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team can help you too. Thrivent is a great Christian company, and whether you are young or old, if you have a little to invest or a large portfolio you want reviewed, the La Jolla Gateway team is here to help you. The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial partners with KPRZ to sponsor free workshops at local churches and pastor appreciation events and even the KPRZ Leadership Academy. Please call me, Ruth Puentes, at 858-455-5227 or email me at ruth.puentes@thrivent.com.
Here's big news from Ken Starr. Ken and his wife Tina have built one of the greatest heating and air conditioning services around by focusing with all their heart on their customers. Ken and Tina care deeply, so it's no surprise how fast their AC service has grown.
Hi, I'm Ken Starr, third generation heating and air guy. You might have heard us on the radio as American Comfort or 1-800-COMFORT. We've had such huge feedback that we are proud to announce Home Comfort USA. It's really the heart of me and my wife offering heating and air conditioning. We've had such huge feedback, we've actually had to open a customer experience department just to be able to take all the phone calls and write down all the positive reviews that you've given us. At Home Comfort USA, we are devoted to the welfare of others.
New name, same loving family. Call them up and say big with their fall clearance sale. The warehouse is full of 2014 heating and air conditioning systems, all priced at 25% off. Last chance of the year for huge savings. Celebrate Ken and Tina's new season and bring your family quality of life with Home Comfort USA. Call 858-866-8637. 858-866-8637. CSLB number 97490.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. The radio show, which has been on now for 2 years, is going to take a little bit of a turn or a change in what we're doing, because I'm going to go a little testimony line. I'm going to go down the testimony line.
Dave?
Yes.
Before you do that?
Yes.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
You know, that was on a stolen piano that they played that for Wilma, just in case you didn't know that. That's how bad that is, right? Oh, boy, I need help. As many of you know, I shared a year ago my testimony, and then not that long ago, a couple weeks ago, and if you didn't get a chance to hear it, I believe it is has been podcasted. I talked about some of the experience I had with the cult, Christian cult that I was a part of, and people were like, well, there's no such thing as a Christian cult. Uh-huh. Anyway, so I wanted to kind of take it from that next stage, because what I had told everybody, and one of the things that most people found outstanding is when I had made the decision to follow the Lord, and I've told many people this before, my father came down to Hobo Joe's at Thomas and 19th Street back then, and offered me quite a bit of money to go back to Detroit. In fact, I was 18 years of age and just turned 18 years of age, and he offered me $6 million in cash, plus controlling interest in the company, plus a condo, back in 1978, 79. I think it was right in there, 78, 79. So I told my dad, no, I have to stay in Phoenix, because Jesus wanted me to stay in Phoenix, and he wanted to teach me more there. My dad didn't think that was a really good answer. Hence why I got cut out of the family will and other things like that. But that one thing has nothing to do with the other. So I go through the different church processes. We end up at that church called Heritage, Bible Assembly Heritage Free Baptist Church. That's where I learned to teach and had all that controlling stuff take place, where that pastor eventually lost his mind. And when he was getting divorced, threw me up against the wall in a courtroom in Arizona, in Phoenix, Arizona, which is on court record, by the way. So it's not difficult to find. So was his imprisonment for that crime. So that no big deal there. And I mentioned that took the family prior to that and had gone to Colorado and had a minister out of the middle of a sermon stop in the middle of a sermon, turn to me and point right at me, never met me before, and said, you're going to preach and teach again. And it's like, you know, mind blowing kind of stuff. I want to go back to that period in Colorado because there's an event that happened, and I've mentioned it before, but I want to try and get into the depth of it. And it's going to take me a few minutes to set it up, so I want you to follow along, follow the bouncing ball. But essentially, before I went to Colorado, before I went, when I escaped in the middle of the night and I went to California, we decided to go to Colorado as a place to, I guess, escape and try and start life over. I was in Colorado, and I was looking for work, and we were in Silverthorne, Colorado. If anybody knows Colorado, there's Silverthorne and Dillon, Colorado. It's right by Keystone. Initially, we were in Keystone, but then we were more in Dillon. I'm driving down the road, kind of going past the Copper Mountain area to the Breckenridge area. For those that are familiar, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And I'm driving down this road, and while I'm driving in my car, I feel as though I'm in a movie or something just happened, and it dawns on me, this is just bear with me for those that know, it dawns on me, I'd been on that road before. And I'm like, well, that's not possible because I have not been to Colorado before. So, you know, that's a, and then I realized, and I don't know if it was the Holy Spirit just going, hey, dummy, you know, like knocking on my head, going, McFly, wake up. But I had had a dream about driving down this exact road a few years earlier, and I was driving down the exact road that I was driving in my dream, and I knew the road so well immediately that I knew that there was going to be a church coming up in about 100 yards on the left-hand side, and I was going to make a U-turn in that parking lot and go back down a different direction. That's how vivid this dream was. That's how vivid the experience was that I had prior. I knew there was a church parking lot and a church coming up. Sure enough, within 100 yards, there was the entrance to the church parking lot and the church up on the left side. And I pull up into the parking lot and I do a U-turn and I go back the other way. Now, you have to understand what really just happened for me. And I want to get into what happened after that, which is 10 times more unique. But what happened is the Lord was showing me in whatever fashion. You want to say, oh, that's too Pentecostal, or that's not miraculous enough, or whatever. What the Lord was showing me was that He knew where I was going. He knew what I was going through. He knew. And He was showing me at that moment, by showing me I had been on that road before in a dream, He was showing me He knew where I was going. He knew what was going to happen. He knew what the difficulties were that I was going to encounter. And He wanted me to know that He's with me. It's nothing super duper super, oh, it's super spiritual. No, I think it's the Lord saying to His child, I know where you're going. I wanted you to see it beforehand so you would know I'm with you. That I'm not against you. No, everything we do is not perfect in the Lord. But the Lord doesn't hate us. He's for us. And He wants us to know that He's with us. I mean, Jesus came down to become connected with us in that way. I mean, I love what Billy Graham said. It was one of the great things about the two people that were walking, the Father and the Son. They come across the ant hill. And the ant hill's been crushed. And the Father says to the Son, how can we help them? And the Son goes, I don't know, Dad. And the Dad says, the only way to help them is to become an ant and go down and help them. And Billy Graham used that illustration to explain how Jesus came down and become one of us. And it's God with us. That's what Emmanuel means. God with us. He's for us. He wants us to be in Him. He wants us to be okay. He doesn't want the anthill to be crushed. So in that experience that I had in that parking lot, going back the other way, I was learning at that moment, God is with me. He loves me. It's what happens next that throws me for the big loop. And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're coming right back. When you are done, lay your weary
head to rest. Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit teamkiaofelcajon.com.
Doesn't the sound of no monthly mortgage payments give you a sense of financial peace of mind? How about being able to convert the equity in your home into tax-free cash? It almost sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? Well, Mark Larson here. For years, I've told you about the reverse mortgage. No better way to fund your longevity than with this loan of opportunity. Yeah, changes are coming, but if you act today, no need to worry. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, president and CEO of the Aramco Group and one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. Learn about the next free dinner workshop at the beautiful Green Dragon Tavern and Museum in Carlsbad, November 6th, 6 p.m. for a free educational workshop. You're invited. You'll love it. Call to reserve your free seat today, 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust Aramco. Trust with confidence.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. You've heard me for many years tell you what I believe is the best investment, no questions asked. Because, well, get like stock market growth without the risk of losing principal and interest no matter how far the market could fall. Gold, silver, stocks, real estate can all lose. Don't wait for another catastrophe like in 2008 when millions were lost. Roll over those IRAs, 401k, SEPs, or any money you want to keep safe. One of the biggest concerns people say is, Craig, I don't want your index product because it ties up my money. Well, not anymore. I have a new product. Most index products have penalties if you bail out early, and you could lose some principal. This product lets you have all your original investment back anytime you want to bail out, so now you have instant liquidity. And the best reason to do this is you get an immediate 6% bonus added to your initial investment. 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all, and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Oh, yeah, I tell you something. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're just spending some time talking about some things that have happened in my past since it's the anniversary show. It's the two-year anniversary show. And I think it's warrants some pretty close examination so that people can understand how closely connected God really is to our lives. So where we were leaving off is as I'm driving down this road in Colorado, where I've never been to Colorado before, and I realize while I'm driving down the road, wait a minute, I've driven down this road before. And then it dawns on me that I had a dream about driving down the exact road with the exact details, and I mean the exact, which if you think about it from a supernatural point of view, you have to love it because the way that I had the dream for it was about 4 years earlier. The way that I was seeing everything was exact like it was in the dream. The dream was 4 years earlier. That means that all the plants, when I had the dream, were not as tall as the day I was actually driving the road. You got to really catch that. In other words, you have all these plants that are all these trees and all these things are in exact heights and positions, exactly like when I was driving down the road. But remember, I drove down the road in my dream 4 years ahead of that. So when the Lord was showing me, he was showing me, you've been down this road before at this moment. You just didn't know. And it's like you're thinking that makes no sense. That's a suspension of time. Yep. And here's my response to that. So In other words, what? That's more or less miraculous than God saving your soul and telling you you can live forever and letting you know you're going to resurrect from the dead? Oh, I see. Okay, well, when you put it that way, Dave, right, exactly. So I know there's this church coming up in about 100 yards on the left side. I know exactly where it is. And in the dream, I made a U-turn. That was the end of the dream. That's almost the funny part. So I get into the church parking lot. I make a U-turn, turn left, turn back around, go back the other direction. And I'm following the road going the other direction, having no idea what's going on other than I am absolutely positive that the Lord just showed me a miracle to simply say, I'm with you. Which was, you know, who wouldn't be happy about that? How could you not be ecstatic that the Lord's going, I'm with you, man. I'm showing you. I showed you this before. And just think about that. I never really thought about that nuance, how in the dream, everything had to be the exact height. But remember, it was 4 years earlier. So all the plants, when I actually had the dream, were shorter. When I'm driving down the road, they're the exact height. It's like, wow. It's like Star Trek stuff. Yeah, I know, a little, isn't it? It's kind of cool. And so I'm going back the other way. And lo and behold, as I'm driving the other way, it takes me into a neighborhood. This is in Dillon, Colorado. I can tell you, I can draw you a map, everything. And as I'm driving by, there's this church. Another church. Single-story church. Abundant Life. That's the name of the church. And I think, hey, maybe I should pull in here. Maybe this is a good place to pull in. I don't know what the Lord's doing. He's doing something. So I pull in, and there's one car in the parking lot, which, if you know anything about churches, that could be good and could be bad. I mean, I don't know. That could be somebody just parking there or something like that. And the front door's open. I go in. It's kind of a blend between an old church and a new church style. It's like kind of like a old looking, like the wood and everything. But on the inside, you can tell they tried to make it more contemporary. And so I'm walking in and I walk through the church and I'm going, hello, hello, is anybody here? Hello? Because I don't want them to think I'm a burglar or something. I mean, I did that before I was a Christian. So I'm just like, tell me, hello. And there's nothing. And then I walk past this sanctuary. And it's like, it's a cool sanctuary. It seated about 200. It wasn't big or anything, but it was nice size, nice looking. You know, big cross against the wall, that kind of stuff. In the very back corner, there's a light on in what appears to be a closet or something. I go, hello, hello. And this pastor goes, hello, how can I help you? I'm the pastor. And I'm like, okay, well, I feel like the Lord has led me here, and so I wanna share with you some of the things that are going on. If you have time, if not, I can just make an appointment or come. He goes, no. He goes, come on back. So I walk to the back, and I'm not I don't look like I've got guns and knives and I'm gonna rob the place. And I look normal for normal cold Colorado, you know, Kmart dressing, you know, that kind of thing. And so I go back there, and this pastor's name is David Huntsworth. He's the pastor of the church. Good first name, David, that's good. And he said, well, how can I help you? And I said, well, I want to share with you what's been going on, and maybe you can just pray for me. I just need some prayer or something. So I start from where the church cult became cultic. And I start telling them that I'm a part of this process and I'm helping build this process. And so I start walking him through. And if you really want to hear the story about the cult, you got to go to the podcast and listen to it that way. But I'm starting to walk him through stuff that I've been through over, I'd say, the last 24 months. And he's like completely stoic, like just listening, right? Absorbing. And you know, I can ramble. I don't know if you noticed this or not. I'm good at rambling. And I just keep telling him the story, keep going through each element. I tell him about people that I helped lead to the Lord and how I hurt those very people, and that how I, you know, my heart was just, you know, in all these divisioned pieces, and I just didn't know if I could, you know, recover. Then I started to go down this line of discussion where I said, and I don't know why God let this happen to me, because I made a decision to follow him and I already gave up my family for him, and now I'm having my elements, my roots in Christianity being ripped up in front of my eyes, and I'm not sure how I'm supposed to process this or how I feel about this. And he's just stoic. He's not even moving an inch. And I start getting into the deep stuff of the pain and where it's going. And when we come back, I will tell you what happened that changed me for the rest of my life in regards to this story. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Hi, I'm John Goodell.
And I'm Paige Sturgeon.
We're inviting you to our new program, Firm Foundations, 3 p.m. Saturdays here on KPRZ.
Your house is much more than just a building. It becomes a home where you build a family.
Home is about relationship. It's about relationship between you and God, you and your spouse, your family, community, churches, schools, and other organizations. Join us for great guests and conversation.
Firm Foundations, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
My name is Ryan Lekas. I'm a heroin addict. I've been strung out on heroin for 7 years. Really lost everything I loved in life, everything. And it wasn't until I ended up in a prison cell when I got down on my knees and asked for God's help. A few days later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, and you know, it's crazy the blessings I'm getting now, the people that God's put in my life. God is good.
Hi, this is Miles McPherson of The Rock Church. Genesis Recovery of San Diego, a ministry of The Rock, is helping people looking for new ways to recover from their addiction.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step process. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
They are truly setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Is Christianity just an ancient myth? Is the Bible merely a collection of fairy tales? On Thursday, November 6th at Skyline Church, join New York Times bestselling author David Limbaugh in person as he confronts the skeptics head on. Sharing arguments and stories from his new book, Jesus on Trial, Limbaugh applies his lawyer's eye to examine the evidence for the historical accuracy of the Bible. Don't miss an evening that'll produce powerful arguments to show the truth of the gospel. KPRZ.com.
There's not a mother, sister, friend, or brother loves the way that Jesus can.
On November 22nd, Mount Miguel Covenant Village, one of the area's premier retirement communities, invites you to experience the four-part harmonies and meaningful messages of Legacy 5, one of gospel music's favorite Southern gospel groups. As a continuing care retirement community and an equal housing opportunity provider, Mount Miguel Covenant Village offers active residential living and high-quality health care services that include assisted living, short-term rehabilitation, and skilled nursing. Since 1886, Covenant Retirement Communities, a ministry of the Evangelical Covenant Church, has been committed to providing affordable senior living options for people of all faiths. For more information or to RSVP for the Legacy 5 performance, contact Mount Miguel Covenant Village at 877-302-2697 or visit them online at retire@mountmiguel.com. retire@mountmiguel.com.
Most people do want to be good stewards.
This is Wise Counsel with Larry and Judy Kopenbarger.
Most people really want to be proactive rather than reactive. They want to be planners, but they don't know where to start. And I think that's where our gifting comes in, where we can help people understand simply their current location and their ultimate destination. Just like you punch in your GPS, and the systems and the metrics and the processes that we have are invaluable for our people. The feedback that we get is that their life is so much more peaceful and so much more simple when they have a plan.
Larry and Judy Kopenbarger invite you to call and meet them personally. You really can have your financial house in perfect order through living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. Call for your no-obligation appointment today. 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryKopenbarger.com. 888-738-3184.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. That's David Spoon, spoon as in fork, @kprz.com. Weather check, very nice. Traffic, not as heavy. So it might have been a little accident that kind of they cleared out, so that's kind of good to know. So for the last two segments, we've been talking about part of the testimony in my life. If you've heard the very first year anniversary, I shared how I got saved and some of that process and how the Lord saved my life. And then about 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, I was sharing how I was in a Christian cult and mentioned many different elements. And if you haven't heard that, I think you'd find that to be kind of fascinating. This is a portion in between the two sharings, the two testimonies that took place in my life. This is after... when driving to Colorado, stopped at a church, and this pastor said, "You'll preach and teach again," who had never met me, which was the big concern that I had. And this is now me in Colorado. I've been on a road that I had actually had a dream about 4 years earlier. I was on that same road. I do a U-turn in the very spot that I know is going to be there before I've even been there. So I know it's all like spiritual, spooky stuff. People get, ooh, it's like spooky. I mean that in a kind of a funny way. What's spooky is, you know, watching me drive. That's funny. That's spooky. So the bottom line is I'm driving. I get to the church. I pull into the church. I find it's Abundant Life Church. It's in Dillon, Colorado. Pastor David Huntsworth is the pastor who's there. I'm telling him my story and all the stuff that I've been through because it was in a Christian cult, man. That was not pretty. So I'm telling him, I guess what happens is I tell him how hurt I am. And how disappointed I am. And this, I guess, while I'm sharing my conversation with Pastor Dave, you know, even though I was in the pastorate as an associate and as an assistant and involved in ministry, I'm sharing him, you know, I gave up a lot for the kingdom. And I'm not saying that because that justifies me to get to heaven or anything. But I was not expecting to give up a lot for the kingdom and to try and do this right in the kingdom of God and have my first major church experience be something where they try to split my head open and try to destroy me emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, and in every other fashion. And so I just start, it starts coming out. You know, it's like you open up that gate, it's like going to be, and I just start, you know, I'm pretty mad about that. I'm upset about this and that. And I just unload. And I unload on this guy. Never met this guy before. He's kind enough to let me into his church, sit down, talk with me, willing to pray for me. Pastors are like that.
He doesn't seem overwhelmed or upset.
He was stoic the entire time until... I dumped on him for 15 straight minutes without, I don't even know if I took a breath, just how hurt I felt in this whole Christian thing. That's just the fact. That's just where I was at. And the guy looks at me and he starts bawling like a baby. Now, he's crying. Now, I was still of the mindset that men don't cry, okay, just so you can know. And I'm getting mad because it's my story and he's crying. And I'm thinking, it's my story. Why are you crying? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And he's crying. He's apparently a good crier. I don't know what a good crier is. I learned after my dad died, but I mean, somewhat, but. This is real, you know, he's sobbing, and I'm like, and he looks up at me after he's cried for about a minute and a half, and his eyes are red, and he looks at me, and he says, "This is how the Lord hurts for you." And that was it. Bam! It was like somebody just took a hammer and broke my hard heart and my, you know, my pride attitude and my over-arrogance and my everything. Looking at that guy, showing me crying and tears and all I could think of was Jesus wept. I couldn't think of anything else. Jesus wept. Jesus wept. It just kept going over and over. I mean, it's the shortest verse in the Bible. It's two words. In John 11:35, he was crying because he was showing me. He's sorry that it's hard. It's painful. He knows it is. He's for me. It's like, you don't understand. When Paul was going after the church, what did Jesus do? He comes down. He knocks him off the donkey. He blinds him. And he goes, you know what? You're pushing your luck because you're persecuting me. Who are you? I'm Jesus. Well, who was Paul persecuting? The church. But Jesus took it personal because he was persecuting his kids. And when he was crying, I'm telling you, I'll tell you one thing. The shame I felt for being so hard-hearted that I could not understand that God was for me. Forget the fact that 30 minutes earlier, I probably had one of the most significant miracles that have ever happened to me besides me not blowing my brains out when I was about to blow my brains out. I mean, it's just such a significant moment. And there's this guy who's never met me before, weeping and crying and showing me the heart of God for my very own pain. Remember, Martha and Mary, Jesus wasn't crying for Lazarus. He was getting up in 5 minutes. But Martha and Mary were hurt. They were distraught. They were broken. And Jesus wept for his own. And I just looked at David Huntsworth and I realized how much of a sinner I am. That was like the first thing that came to my mind. Like, I am such a sinner. Not just a sinner. I am such a sinner. I'm like the biggest sinner ever. That's how I felt. And then it was the understanding that God really cared about me. And therein lies the key. Because God did care. He does care. And it's the same for you. You're listening to me. He does care. And that pain you're going through, it makes him weep. And you might think, well, you can't back that up spiritually or scripturally. Yes, I can. John chapter 11, verse 35, Jesus wept, not for Lazarus. Lazarus was getting up in 5 minutes, but all the grief and the pain around him. Come on. God has a heart. His heart's bigger than your heart. So here's part of the things that I'm skipping light years. I'm just going past it. But it's like when that guy started crying and I started getting mad, and then he said it was, this is how the Lord feels for you, and this is the Lord's heart for you. It just showed me I'm so hard hearted. I'm like a rock, but not in a good way. You know, I'm like a dumb rock. Like, oh man, what's the matter with me? And so, you know what he did when he was done doing that? Because now I'm gone, right? Because now, how do you think after that happens, how do you think I feel? Okay. So now I'm like, please pray for me. That's right. Because I'm just lost. And he prays for me. And it's powerful. It's like, you know, it's unbelievable. It's just really, very, really powerful. Here's the thing that leads up to it. Now, ready? And that is the powerful point, especially when he cried. But it turns out that I went to that church for a little while. You want to hear something absolutely, positively, mind-blowing, amazing? 3 months later, on a Sunday night, I was preaching in that church. And I was preaching Romans 1:16, the very first thing I ever taught in my life. In that church, in Pastor David Huntsworth Church, Abundant Life in Dillon, Colorado. And I'll tell you one thing that I hope you really hear. And that is that one experience so affected me, I was never the same person again. It just showed me that God really does care. We're pretty hard-hearted. Yeah, we're mashugi from time to time. Not God. He's totally awesome. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Colorado, I almost said. Wow. When we come back, we do have our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
Coming to you on a dust road. Good loving. I got a trouble. And when you get it, you got some. So don't worry.
friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Right now at Subway restaurants, try their Simple 6 menu. It's your choice of 6 6-inch subs plus any bag of chips and any 21-ounce fountain drink for just $6. Subway, eat fresh. Additional charge for extras. Price and participation may vary. Plus tax where applicable.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola. Bugs and rodents. Keeping pests out of your home is a never-ending battle because they like your home. It's very inviting, and they won't take no for an answer. They just keep trying to come back in. So we offer a choice of pest control methods and treatments. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. And our termite control is legendary. Ecola finds them and kills them dead. We provide complete pest control using family-friendly, pet-friendly methods that are mother approved. I know. As a mother, how awful it feels to discover insects or rodents in your home. So it's important to me to make sure that our treatments are effective. Call us at Ecola for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $50 off any initial treatment. Call us. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
My name is Don, and a lot of stuff happens to me. My wife even calls me Disaster Don once in a while, but that's not fair. I'm just a little unlucky. I mean, who hasn't been to the hospital for a giraffe bite? Ah! And engines fall out of cars all the time, right? But since that stuff happened, I needed a lot of cash at once. So I called Cash Call at 866-590-CASH.
At Cash Call, we can lend you a big chunk of money so you can handle all your unexpected expenses at one time. You can borrow $2,600 to $25,000 by tomorrow with no collateral and make monthly payments or pay it back all at once.
Yeah, Cash Call lent me enough money for everything. And uh-oh, is that lightning? Again?
If you need a lot of cash all at once, make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. Because dealing with the unexpected doesn't make you a disaster. It makes you just like everyone else.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. Chris, what do you love most about your job?
When we first took over the store, we were selling 6 cars a month. And right now, we're averaging about 220, 230 cars. We had about 10 employees, and right now we have 81. I get to see them grow. Customers that have come in that have bad credit and they want help on reestablishing their credit. That's super rewarding. It's just like a trickle-up effect.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today. Tell them KPRZ sent you and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Hi, I'm Donna, and I'm a mentor host home provider with California Mentors Family Home Agency. If you have an extra bedroom and want to make a real difference in your community, open your home to an adult with a developmental disability who might not have the opportunity to live with a loving family like yours. Call a California Mentor recruiter today who can share more about this special program. You'll get all the ongoing support you need and a generous monthly stipend. Call a California Mentor recruiter today at 1-855-MENTOR-2 or go online at mentorswanted.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let's see. Boy, that was a fast shut off on the music. What happened? Done. Okay, we got to play it again now. All right, now fade. Fade like a baby going to sleep. Okay. If you want to reach the show, by the way, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. I hope you had a chance to listen to that testimony, because that was probably one of the more powerful testimonies that I've had a chance to share. I'd say that was at least as powerful as the original testimony I shared. I mean, I think that would be
when you true. Got to the Jesus seeing you weep part, man, that's great.
It's pretty intense. And even Ohio State Ron, if he would be on time, would have heard it. Anyway, so let's do this story, a foodie story first, and then we'll do the Facebook post. Ready for the foodie story? This is not a foodie story that Robo you're gonna like. It's
I like all food.
Okay, it's about McDonald's McRib.
Uh oh.
Now, as you know, I am a fan of the McRib, unlike most people.
I've never honestly had one.
Okay. This article says McDonald's shows what's really inside a McRib. I'm going to tell you, I don't know exactly what's in a McRib, but I know what's inside of me, a McRib. Get it? Because I like McRibs. Here's it. Now, this is the whole thing. Here's what's inside a McRib. Ready? They did the thing, the Mythbusters guys, and they took a McRib patty and they dissected it, and it has four things in it.
Okay.
Pork.
I figured.
Water.
Okay.
Salt.
Yeah.
And dextrose, which is a type of sugar. That's it. That's what it's got. That's all it is.
Sounds pretty tasty to me.
First of all, I like the sauce. Now, I don't like them with the pickles, I must say. They put onions in pickles. I'm not... sometimes pickles don't do it for me. I have to be in the right pickle mood. I have to be, you know, pickly pickled.
I'm always in the mood for pickles.
I'm not there. But they showed what's inside a McRib. Rib.
Wow, that's profound.
I thought that was interesting. Today's Facebook post on our two-year anniversary brought to you by this music, which I don't know yet. What's the music? And go. And go. What does this sound like?
You get it?
It's
you got 15 seconds.
Okay. Is it a movie? Is it a...
No, it's a TV show.
TV show.
It is comic book themed.
It's got to be like a daytime drama thing.
No, Dave, this is right up your alley. I'm surprised.
I can't remember.
Does the name Bruce Banner ring a bell?
The Hulk?
Yes.
This is The Hulk?
Yep.
I did not know that. Really?
Really.
They need work. It needs to be beefier. All right, here we go. It's the Hulk. It should be beefier.
Ribbier.
First Chronicles 16:11-12. Just put First Chron, C-H-R-O-N. Actually, you just put C-H-R. First Chronicles 16:11-12 says this. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles. In lieu of the fact that it's an anniversary show and I had the opportunity to share my testimony, verse 12 is very specific. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles. So the first thing it says is to look to the Lord. Okay? Look to God first. You know what? God is not the last resort. Well, I've tried everything else. I might as well pray. That's the wrong attitude for Christians. You should be like, okay, I got a situation. I'm going to start off by praying and praising. That should be where you start. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. To seek is to set your mind to. Seek him always. Seek his face. Seek him in the situation. Try and see where the Lord is working. Walk by faith and not by sight. Here's the part that I wanted to get to. Remember the wonders. Look at all of the things that God has done for you. How many times has he sent somebody into your life at the proper moment who spoke the proper word, who changed your attitude, changed your position, changed your understanding of who God is? How about the first person that led you to the Lord or made the definition of what the gospel really is and how that impacted your heart and mind so much? That's why it says, remember the wonders. Keep in mind that when the Lord sent somebody to you, it was you might not even have asked for it. He might have done it strictly out of his mercy and grace. When he sent you a gift, when he sent you a passage, a scripture, a person, a situation that was a blessing. Those are the wonders of the Lord. Remember when the Lord sent that person into your life at first? How blessed you were. Remember the wonders. Don't forget these cool things that God does for us. They're awesome. And you know what we're like when we forget them? We're like typical disciples or the children of Israel who have one miracle after another and forget the very next second.
And then we go, what are you doing for me lately? What are you doing for me lately?
We're supposed to remember the wonders. We're supposed to remember his miracles. Hey, remember when the Lord blessed you with that gift? Was it a gift of money, of food, of somebody's time, of a word of encouragement? Remember that? Don't forget that. You know, we talk about an anniversary show, and I talk about it like it's a memorial, because it is. It's something that we need to remember and reflect on and keep into our heart and mind. So is all the great works of God, all the wonders, all his miracles. We need to remember the wonders. We need to remember the miracles. We need to keep them fresh in our heart and mind so we can be appreciative and stop being whiny babies. That's pretty important. Because if we do it in our own understanding, we're just going to stress and lose it. And that's not the way to go about it. So remember the wonders he has done, his miracles. Yes, Lord, we will. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break and then more insanity with Spoonanity, only 23 years to go.